anonymous message from the year 2038 to tell you one thing. Lily was right.
Want a better future for the planet? Then listen up. This is the Green Desk with Lily Peacock, thanks to the Manukau Beautification Charitable Trust.
This morning I spoke with Francesca Lipscomb, the General Manager for Environmental Choice. Environmental Choice is the official environmental label for the Ministry for the Environment. I spoke with her to find out what this really means for you as the consumer. So what standards do the products that have your stamp have to adhere to?
We develop criteria that's based on best practice or best environmental practice across the whole life cycle of a product category. We develop criteria that addresses all the environmental concerns from raw material sourcing through the manufacturing process and even into end of life. And all the products that carry our label have met all of our requirements.
And what are those requirements more specifically?
They vary depending on the product category because all products are different and all supply chains are different, I guess. But we always look at raw material sourcing, so in paper products, that ensuring that the pulp comes from sustainable forests. In cleaning products, that's looking at hazardous substances and where they're coming from. So yeah, look, it varies greatly. In every specification, that's what we call our criteria document. In every specification, we have a requirement for energy management reporting and waste management reporting. And there's also a need for organisations as a whole to adhere to any local environmental regulations there may be. And then every specification also looks at an end-of-life solution for that product.
So how does this stamp differ from others, such as you often see Enviromark in the supermarket?
Yes, yeah, Enviromark is a very credible label, but it's an environmental management system. So that label applies to an organisation as a whole and I guess is a third-party accreditation of their management system that they have as an organisation. Our label is very much product-based, so we look at specific product and the ingredients and the manufacturing process that's involved with producing that product.
So when a consumer goes into a supermarket or shops online, there are so many products that claim to be environmental. Is there anything stopping a company from calling themselves eco-friendly, being called something eco-something, or claiming to be green?
No, there's not, unfortunately. There are obviously rules around organisations or products making false claims, but what we're seeing mostly with greenwashing in New Zealand particularly is that organisations are sort of pulling the wool over consumers' eyes by implying that the product has green credentials when in fact it doesn't. And that could be by using a name like eco or environmental, or it could be as innocuous as a picture of a dolphin on the front of the label that sort of implies sustainable attributes that the product may or may not have.
So the legislation isn't very strict on what you can and can't put on a packet?
No, as long as you're not making a blatant, lie, then no. No, I mean, a product could claim to be all natural, and it could well be all natural, but of course that doesn't necessarily mean that it's good for us and good for the environment. An example of that is that arsenic is a natural ingredient, and of course that's highly undesirable.
Yeah. So how far along the line of a product does your stamp go? Does it look at disposal?
It does, yes. Yes, all our criteria documents include a requirement for end-of-life product stewardship. And all our criteria documents are also based on the New Zealand market. There needs to be an end-of-life solution here in New Zealand.
And finally, why is it so important to be buying environmentally sustainable products?
Well, I think that consumers are, they want to do the right thing. I think more and more we are asking organisations to be more sustainable, and buying sustainable or environmentally preferable products is a really practical way that your average New Zealand consumer can do their bit. So I think that, yeah, I mean, it's getting more and more prevalent, and people want to do the right thing, just like we want to recycle and be responsible New Zealand citizens. So yes, I think that unfortunately greenwashing sort of clouds this issue and makes it more difficult for consumers to make those informed purchase decisions that we really want to be able to do.
That was the Green Desk, thanks to the Manukau Beautification Charitable Trust.